From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A bill addressing teen e-cigarette addiction was approved unanimously in Utah's House Health and Human Services Committee yesterday. KUER's Jessica Lowell reports it targets flavored tobacco.
The bill would mean flavored e-cigarettes could only be purchased in tobacco specialty stores. It would be statewide, but it would also allow local health departments to create their own regulations on flavored tobacco. Democratic Representative Jennifer Daly Provo is sponsoring the bill, and she says local officials best understand the problems that affect their communities.
We are a state that values local control because every community's problems are a little bit different.
But Gary Thorpe, representing convenience stores and independent gas stations with the Utah Petroleum Marketers and Retailers Association, says he's concerned about how rules may vary between stores in different communities.
The preemption provisions of this legislation could drastically affect our ability to comply with laws in a uniform manner.
The bill would also prohibit manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers from providing certain discounts or giveaways on tobacco products. It now heads to the House floor. Jessica Lowell, KUER News.
The Sanders campaign opens the doors to a new state headquarters today. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders expands his Utah operation with four additions to the staff that include a state coordinator and a regional field director. State Representative Angela Romero and Black Lives Matter Utah founder Lex Scott co-chair the Sanders campaign in Utah. Early voting centers are now open in Utah for the 2020 presidential primary. All eligible voters with valid identification can vote at the county clerk's office in Salt Lake City, weekdays from 8 to 5 through March 2nd, the day before the primary. Other early voting locations with limited hours from 2 to 6 p.m. include the Draper, Murray, and West Valley City Halls, West Jordan Library, the Riverton and Sandy Senior Centers, and at Trolley Square. The deadline for online and in-person voter registration is next Tuesday, or voters can cast a provisional ballot by registering at an early voting center now through Super Tuesday. A new degree program aims to train students as business leaders for the outdoor recreation industry. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Allie Budner reports it's one of the West's fastest-growing economic sectors.
The new Bachelor of Science program will be based at Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. It's focused on training new business leaders and innovators for the industry. Outdoor recreation accounts for between 3 and 5% of state GDPs across the Mountain West. Students in the major will take classes in business, environmental policy, environmental science, biology, and marketing and sales. They'll also take field courses to help foster outdoor and adventure leadership and risk management. The program is set to begin this fall. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis shows the outdoor rec industry accounted for 3.3% of Utah's GDP in 2017. The Bureau of Land Management is considering leasing land near the renowned Slick Rock Bike Trail for oil and gas development. And local officials say that's proof the Department of Interior is ignoring input from the Moab BLM office. KUER's Kate Gretzinger has more on the controversy from our Southeast News Bureau.
The Bureau of Land Management in Grand County co-manage Sand Flats, which is home to the Slick Rock Bike Trail. That partnership has worked well in the past, according to Grand County Council Chair Mary McGann.
We communicate a lot with them. We have bi-monthly meetings. They take our input very seriously.
McGann says local BLM officials agree with the county council, which passed a resolution last month opposing any drilling in Sand Flats. And while the decision to lease the parcels is not final, McGann says the fact that the BLM is still considering the sale means higher-ups are not listening to the local BLM office.
I believe if they would have had the same rights that they'd had in the past, they would not have allowed these parcels to be put up for sale.
McGann says the county will consider taking legal action if the BLM decides to include the parcels in the June lease sale. The public comment period for the sale is set to open tomorrow, but is subject to change, according to a spokesperson for the BLM. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Pornography websites would have to display a warning label about porn's effects on minors under a bill passed yesterday by the State House of Representatives. The bill would allow pornography publishers to be sued for up to $2,500 if they don't post the warning. Representative Brady Brammer says it's aimed at stopping minors from viewing pornography when internet filters don't work.
The incentives are, catch me if you can, I'm going to get around your filters because I get more ad revenue and I get more clicks when I can avoid filters.
Critics of the bill question whether there is scientific consensus about the effects listed on the label, including low self-esteem and addictive sexual behavior. The Boy Scouts of America organization is urging victims to come forward after the group filed for bankruptcy protection. That's a first step toward dealing with a barrage of sexual abuse lawsuits. The Scouts plan to create a big compensation fund for potentially thousands of men who were molested as youngsters decades ago by Scoutmasters or other leaders. The bankruptcy filing puts the lawsuits on hold for now, but ultimately the Scouts could be forced to sell off some of their vast property holdings to raise money for a victims fund that could top $1 billion. I'm Diane Maggio Pinto, KUER News.